There are moments in life that just they split time, you know, into a before and an after. And for a lot of drivers here in the Westchester area, that moment can happen on a road you drive every single day. Maybe it's a quick trip on Route 35 or navigating those tight curves on the Taconic.
And we're seeing that reality play out, unfortunately. Just recently, there was a serious emergency response right in Summers, New York, a rollover crash. Yeah, emergency crews had to physically pull the driver from the vehicle. I mean, that one incident is just such a sobering reminder of how a totally routine drive can become life-altering in, an instant.
It is. And that's exactly why we wanted to do this deep dive. It became really clear that we needed to go past the headlines and understand why. Why are these rollover crashes so incredibly dangerous, especially in our area, the NYC and Westchester region?
Right. And what about the injuries they cause?
Exactly, the complex, life-altering injuries. And crucially, what you absolutely must do from a legal standpoint to protect yourself, to secure compensation if this ever happens to you or someone you love.
Because recovering compensation for something like a traumatic brain injury or a spinal injury, it isn't just filling out a form.
No.
It requires a very specific, a very specialized kind of legal expertise.
Right.
We're talking about real trial firepower, the kind that comes from, 35 years of consistently winning the absolute toughest cases in the tri-state area.
Okay, so let's unpack that, starting with the environment itself. If you live up in northern Westchester, you know these roads.
Oh, you know them well.
What is it about the topography there? I'm thinking of places like Summers, Yorktown, Mahopac, that can turn a simple mistake into a catastrophic rollover.
It's almost like a perfect storm of geography and road design. So, closer to the city, things are flatter, more of a grid. But northern Westchester is defined by these winding two-lane roads. You have aggressive elevation changes, lots of trees close to the road, and routes like 35 and 100, they just don't have the wide, forgiving shoulders or the modern guardrails you'd see on a highway.
So one wrong move, one overcorrection.
Exactly. You catch the shoulder or the embankment, and the physics of the vehicle just completely take over.
And suddenly the car's a projectile.
Precisely. And if you zoom out a bit, you see that these local roads, they often feed directly into these high-speed corridors.
You mean like the Taconic?
The Taconic, which is beautiful, but it's notoriously unforgiving. The Sawmill River Parkway, same thing. You've got aggressive traffic, high speeds, and if an incident forces a car off the road,
The risk of a rollover just skyrockets.
it does, especially on those entrance and exit ramps where you have banked turns that can be really tricky to navigate at speed.
And it's not just the more rural roads, right? I mean, you mentioned the dense corridors closer to White Plains, Yonkers, the Bronx. A high-speed crash on I-287 or the Hutch can have the same awful result.
Absolutely. Loss of control in that kind of dense, high-speed traffic leads to catastrophic impacts. But the thing about a rollover, the injuries are unique. It's not just the first impact, it's the secondary, the tertiary forces. As the vehicle is tumbling, the occupant is being thrown around violently inside the cabin.
And that directly leads to injuries that aren't just severe, they're legally very complex to handle.
That's the key. That's what we found. Rollover victims often suffer from these life-altering conditions. We're talking spinal injuries that need complex surgical fusion, traumatic brain injuries or TBIs, which can range from a concussion to, permanent cognitive problems, broken bones, internal organ damage. It often leads to long-term disability.
Let's stick with the spinal fusion cases for a minute,
All right.
because when you hear that term cervical fusion, lumbar fusion, that just screams massive legal battle, doesn't it?
It does.
Why is that specific injury, fusing vertebrae together, such a huge hurdle for a victim who's just trying to recover?
Because the insurance company sees a lifetime of costs. Their defense attorneys are trained to fight fusion cases tooth and nail. They'll argue the spine had pre-existing degeneration, or the accident just accelerated the need for a surgery that was, inevitable.
So they're trying to downplay the crash's role.
Exactly. And for a spinal fusion case, the attorney for the victim has to calculate and prove the cost of everything: future revision surgeries, ongoing pain management, lost earning capacity for the rest of that person's working life.
Wow. So the lawyer isn't just proving who was at fault for the crash. They're literally having to predict and prove the client's medical and financial needs for the next 30 or 40 years.
That's it, precisely. Proving false is one thing, but translating a complex medical future like a fusion into a dollar figure that a jury understands, that takes expert crash reconstruction, top-tier medical testimony, and an attorney who knows every single argument the defense will use and how to dismantle it.
Okay, so given those incredibly high stakes, the extreme complexity of proving all this, who do you even turn to? Who do you trust with a case that is literally about the rest of your life?
Well, this is where you have to look at specialists in trial execution. And that brings us to Norman Gershon. For over 35 years, his entire focus has been personal injury law.
So not just general practice.
No, specializing in transportation accidents.
Mm.
Car, bus, truck, train, motorcycle, pedestrian, the whole spectrum. He's built this reputation across the entire tri-state area as the go-to trial lawyer.
And that reputation, it's not just with clients, right? It extends to other lawyers too.
That is the crucial differentiator. That's what really sets the firm apart. Norman Gershon is known as the lawyer that other attorneys call when they have to try their toughest cases. When the insurance company absolutely will not budge on a complex spinal fusion case, for example, other lawyers know they need to bring in that kind of trial firepower.
That's a huge vote of confidence. But for, a regular person, maybe a driver from North Salem who's just had their life turned upside down, they're worried about costs. How do they afford that level of commitment?
That worry is taken off the table immediately. The firm works on a contingency basis. It's simple.
You only pay if you win.
You only pay if you win. It ensures that the injured person, who should be focused on their health and recovery, has zero financial barriers to getting the absolute best legal representation.
Let's talk about the proof then. Because at the end of the day, for someone listening, the results are what matter. The firm has recovered tens of millions of dollars.
Tens of millions.
Yeah.
And you can draw a straight line from those high-value results right back to the complex injuries we've been talking about. I mean, to show they can handle the biggest cases, look at the ones against powerful defendants like public transit authorities.
Okay.
There's the $16.5 million verdict in Bettencourt v. NYCTA. That was a bus collision that caused multiple vertebral fractures and fusions, or the $14.5 million settlement in Lynn v. MTA, another devastating bus accident that required multiple extensive surgeries.
Those numbers are staggering, but they have to be to reflect the lifetime of cost and suffering from those permanent injuries. And when we look specifically at car crashes, the kinds of accidents our listener might face, the ones with those spinal fusions, you see the same success.
Absolutely. You look at cases like Hernandez Santos, a $3.75 million verdict, or Mungo, a $5.445 million verdict. Both involved motor vehicle accidents, and both involved proving the necessity of lumbar and cervical fusions and all the future costs that come with them.
And this is where the local angle is so important. I mean, it's one thing to win big in the Bronx, but if you were hurt on the Taconic, you need to know your lawyer can win in your own backyard.
And that record is incredibly strong. It shows they know the local courts, the local juries. We see a $2.5 million verdict in Yurkovich v. Subban,
Yeah.
secured right here in Westchester Supreme Court
In White Plains.
in White Plains for a car crash that involves cervical disc herniations and a fusion. And then go a little further north, you see a $1.315 million verdict in Chapman v. Moskowitz, and that was in Putnam Supreme Court.
That is so reassuring. Knowing your lawyer has a proven track record, not just in general, but in the very courthouse where your case is going to be decided, that is a powerful combination.
It's huge. And while we're focused on the roads, that trial experience, it translates. Even a complex premises liability case, a trip and fall like Desasore v. NYCHA that resulted in a $5 million verdict, the common thread is always that meticulous trial preparation.
So we've definitely established the beast in the courtroom side of things through those results. But then you read the testimonials from clients and you see this other side, this real compassion for people who are in crisis.
And you need that balance in these cases. You have clients like R. Desasore, who says he's, quote, a brilliant attorney, a beast in the courtroom, which speaks to the results.
Right.
But then you hear from others who talk about the human side. Michael Benowich called him smart, experienced, compassionate, tough, the class of the field.
That sounds like exactly the person you'd want in your corner when your world has been turned upside down.
It is. And the stories just, they show that dedication. CB said he's relentless.
Yeah.
He leaves nothing to chance.
Yeah.
And Anthony Mangino mentioned this incredible detail that Norman drove over 100 miles upstate just to meet with a police officer for his case.
Wow, that's commitment.
That's the level of preparation that gives clients the confidence that Lance from New York mentioned, saying he was comfortable, confident, completely prepared in the courtroom.
And it comes back to that personal touch. Nancy Joyce put it perfectly. She said he was a kind, caring lawyer who got me a bigger settlement than I expected. Clients feel taken care of while he's fighting for them.
Exactly.
Okay, so this brings us to the really actionable advice. If someone listening is in a serious crash tomorrow, a rollover in Summers, a wreck in White Plains, what are the four things they absolutely must do to protect themselves?
Number one, and this is non-negotiable, seek medical attention immediately, even if you feel okay. Adrenaline can mask very serious injuries, a TBI, internal bleeding, spinal damage. Get checked out and create that medical record right away.
Okay. Step one, doctor. Step two.
Document everything. Use your phone. Take pictures of the vehicle positions, the license plates, the road conditions. Was it wet? Was it dark? Take pictures of any visible injuries. That data is the foundation for everything that comes next.
And step three is about who you should not talk to.
Precisely. Do not speak to any insurance companies. Do not sign anything before you've consulted a lawyer. The insurance adjuster's job, their only job, is to minimize their company's payout. They are trained to use anything you say against you.
Get legal advice first, and that leads to the final step.
Contact a highly experienced trial attorney immediately. Getting a lawyer involved early, especially one known for trial strength, lets them preserve crucial evidence, hire the right experts, and start pushing back against the insurance company's tactics from day one. In a complex case, that can make all the difference.
It's so clear. When you're facing these kinds of life-changing injuries, you don't just need any lawyer. You need a proven trial expert with that 35-year track record, the person other attorneys call when the stakes are highest.
Because the insurance companies know and fear Norman Gershon, and that reputation is powerful leverage for your case.
So if you or someone you love is dealing with the aftermath of a serious crash anywhere in Westchester or the New York City area, we really urge you to reach out for a confidential assessment. And remember what we said, the law offices of Norman Gershon works on contingency.
You only pay if you win.
The offices are conveniently located in White Plains at 1 Barker Avenue and also up in North Salem at 60 June Road.
They're ready to serve clients all throughout the tri-state area.
To get that assessment, the number to call is 914-485-1444. Again, that's 914-485-1444.
And as we wrap up, here's a final thought. If the true value of an injury case is determined by predicting every future need, every surgery, every hour of care, every lost dollar decades from now, shouldn't every single one of us driving on those winding roads in Summers in Yorktown have to understand that complexity before we even start the car?
That silent cost of liability. It's something we all share, but very few of us really grasp it until it's too late. Something to think about. That's all for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.